Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
When we started, we needed some milestones, and the idea was really to connect all climates, and so we came up, when we go to the highest peak in each continent, we really cover all climates. And when you don't have milestones, when you don't know where to go next, then you're kind of lost on this planet. It's huge. And it helped us for sure not to think too much where we go next. So we have already, when we were on Aconcagua in South America, we knew, okay, the next mountain is over there. So that helped a lot.
And you've done Kilimanjaro as well?
Yeah, so that was kind of interesting. There were some Maasai joining us. So that's in Tanzania. And he became the first cycling from the ocean and climbed the top with us. And when we spent some time in his village, that was really sad because the Maasai were chased out of this national park. They were over centuries, you know, watering their cattle on that river, and the government just chased them out. Now, when you go there to see the lions and the elephants as a tourist, you pay a lot of money, and you think you do something good for the animals, but this money goes into the pockets of the politicians. And now they are living now in the desert. They live from cattle, so they eat meat, milk, and blood. That's their food. And so without water, they have to make boreholes. Then they have to buy diesel to run the generator to operate the borehole. And so the women, they have to go to big cities to organize money, sometimes to prostitute. And they get actually abused by the politicians twice who have the money. So it's really terrible. We did a campaign over about 3 or 4 years to get money together that they were able to go solar. And we managed that. So we were also fundraising with school children in Alaska, and we needed about $15,000 to buy solar panels and a special electric pump. And now they are solar as a prototype community for others to show that you can break that bad circle and that you are independent. And now every time when the sun is shining, you produce drinking water and you store that in a big tank, and like that they can survive, you know, and they don't need to buy diesel or fuel. And I think that might be something also I was thinking here in Maine, what might be kind of interesting that you should see if you become independent. I think in a long term, it's always the best to be independent. And I think the people here from their elders know when you know how to hunt and how you can get your own food, you're a free person, you know. And I think with the power plant here, probably running on diesel, I guess, and some sun, I guess, in the summertime, but probably also kind of a lot of wind. If you can substitute a part of it, just can use that money for other things.
Oil heating is very common here for the homes as well, right?
Or wood burning.
Yeah.
So you're being homeschooled. How is that opposed to being in a school on land?
Well, sometimes it's hard to do school with the boat if it's very wavy. It's very different compared to land. I have to work with my siblings. That can be sometimes hard because we're all in different grades and stuff. Sometimes it's also hard because on land there is more children, more stuff basically we can do. We can go in gyms on land, and on the boat you can't really. You have friends there. But it's also cool if, like, we're doing school and then the one who has watch says the whale, and we all run out and look at the whale and come down. And then what I was saying is, like, the world's kind of our school.
I mean, when you like to follow, there's a tracker also on our website. So our website is toptotop.org, and we will also blog our stay here in Maine in the next one about our experiences we did here in this wonderful community. And there's a link where you can follow us and see where the boat is in real time. And our boat really became our home, and I think it's really a boat is like a stomach of a mother, you know. You really feel safe in it, especially our children. They were all grown up on the boat. They were always 24 hours with us, and that's really a privilege I have had as a father, because normally my job is a mountain guide. You're away from the family, guiding somewhere, and to see my children growing up, that was really wonderful, and to share really all this outdoor nature experiences with them. But at the moment, our biggest burden at the moment is really if we can keep the boat. I told you that this climbing customer, he is now retired. He took the money out of his company, and now he has to give it back to the company, so we have to pay him out until in 60 days, and yeah, that's our big sorrow at the moment. So we just started a GoFundMe website, and in the hope that we get the funds together that we can keep our home. Yeah. because we have no other home than that. There was a friend of us in San Diego who set it up.
What do you do in general just for fun?
I like to ride, but that's kind of hard on the boat. But on the boat, I really like to read, so that takes me kind of away. If it's not too rough, I go on the mast and climb a little bit there, get my energy. Or once we even put a rope out on our boat, and then we jumped in the water and held that. Usually just school wastes our time and homework, and then we just play with each other.
You have to add, there's no TV on board.
And, well, I really would like... If there is a horse on land, I try to ride it if they let me. But reading just helps me kind of get the energy out.
Are you a climber?
I like to climb, but I'm not the best like my brother.
So is there anything else you would like to add today?
Yeah, I think we just like to thank you to the people in Nain and the people we met in your neighborhood for all the support and for the hospitality. Yeah, we will for sure miss them and hope that we may find a solution. We are from Switzerland, so it's not sure if my children would be able to join the school here when we would overwinter, so that's a big question we have. But when that would be possible, then I think it would be nice to be here in the winter. When it's not this winter, maybe the next one. That would be really great. And we really like to especially encourage the young people here that they don't give up, even when it's maybe looking like a little bit more difficult to hunt, when now the sea ice is melting sooner. We have seen so many people worldwide and so many good projects, and there's so many initiatives now going on. You don't hear on TV in the news because they normally show the crime and the wars. I think it's really it's time to stress also once the positive. And we have seen so many good signs and projects that we became every year more optimistic about the future of this planet. And I really like to share that, especially with the young people. And I think you are really in a great position here. There are not many places that are so unique and so beautiful like here in Nain and the surrounding. And you have the opportunity to be in a country where you speak three languages. And so that gives you also opportunities to really look into other cultures. So I really like to encourage the young people to think high, like we did when we were just on the shore of Patagonia with the broken boat and the pregnant women, and thinking, okay, let's build now the best boat for the environment. It's worth it sometimes to think high, and then just don't give up till you have, like the students here promised me, before you try 30 times, and then I think it comes good. I think when you do something good for the environment or for others, there's always, it will happen. And yeah, thank you again, and maybe some people like to follow on the website, toptotop.org.
And how much longer are you here, like in Nain this time?
We thought to sail off at 11, so that's in 20 minutes.
Okay.
But maybe it's after lunch. Mm-hmm. We like to go to Oak Harbor, just over the hill, to check that out, if that would be a good place the whole winter. And then from there, when we don't hear back from the school, we probably sail further south to some other communities.
Are you going to be stopping off at the communities then along the coast, like farther south?
Yeah.
And yeah. Goose Bay as well?
Yeah. It depends a little bit, the feedback we get maybe also out of that, you know, that as soon as somebody said, just come to our village, and you're more than happy to go there too, yeah.
Anything else there, Selena?
I learned some Inuktitut. Thank you.
I'd like to thank you for this information today, and I wish you all the best on your expedition.
Thank you too,
Well, thank you guys very much for coming in today.
All right. Have a nice day.